Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. When you think about shit, you're like, 7 o'clock at night. Man, I'm tired. Just got back home from work. Will I go to the gym or not? Hour and a half passes. It's now 8:30. You didn't go to the gym. But you know damn well your evil twin inside of you did go to the gym. And he's out there. And he just got better than you. That weakness, and you think I'm tired, comes in and overtakes your potential. And stops you from becoming the person you can be. Yet someone else is going to the gym. Then 20 years later, when you have midlife crisis, and you say life's not fair, you start looking back on all those forks in the road where you sat down instead of standing up. And you don't feel sorry for yourself.
Through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition of the same thing that you don't want to do, that's the key thing. Through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop mental, like an armor for your mind. Start to armor your mind, because your mind's like, okay, we suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day, so then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
The emotionally immature man seeks out motivation to do something hard one time. The emotionally mature man uses discipline to do something hard 1,000 times.
The discipline can seem like it's your worst enemy. But the reality is, discipline is your best friend. It will take care of you like nothing else can. And it'll put you on that path. The path to strength and health and intelligence and happiness.
Motivation, you have to learn to exist without it. You have to learn to be, you have to be your best self when you're least motivated. And that's the tricky part about all that. Motivation is just a word. You have to have these different things in your mind on where you want to go and know that motivation is not going to get me there. Because I'm not going to always be motivated.
Effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not going to reach the level that you want.
A lot of times I'll be in a 200-mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I started to say, what if I can pull this off? When I first walked into the Navy SEAL recruiter's office, he looked at me and said, there's only been 35 African Americans in 70 years make it through. You know what I said to myself? What if I can be the 36th? It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if?
It's easy to give up.
You know,
easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going. Oh, yeah. I ain't going to keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
Every morning, every day of our lives, we have choices to make. You have the choice to stay in bed, to say, forget it, I'm not gonna work out today, or forget it, I'm not gonna work hard today. You always have a choice every single day of your life, so.
Friendly reminder that in 3 generations, everyone who knew us will be dead, including the people whose opinions stopped you from doing what you wanted all along. Imagine that someone you know achieves every dream and hits every goal they have. Years later, they get old and die. 2 years after that, how much do you care? About as much as everyone else will if you accomplish your goals and dreams. Do it for you.
You got to do something to get control of your brain, of your mind. You got to check yourself. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if you set an alarm every 45 minutes so you can audit your thoughts, so you can audit what is influencing you, so you can control what's influencing you. Control the things you think about. You can actually control how you feel. You can control what you think, and you can definitely control what you do. Do not be a slave to influence. You gotta be the master of your mind.
Some of you just don't understand. Some of you have been average for so damn long, you don't know what it is to do hard work. But there's a lot of you out there who want to be much more than average, but just don't know how to do it every single day, the grind. You need to find someone to oil those gears up.
I have to ask this guy, like, I have to understand, like, why he works like that.
Right.
So after the games, I'm like, hey, Kobe, like, why were you in the gym for so long? He's like, because I saw you come in. And I wanted you to know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
There's no excuse for not being the hardest worker. Yeah, someone might be bigger, stronger, faster, quicker, younger, whatever else, but there is no excuse to not be the hardest worker there. And when you believe that you have the ability to do something, that the life that you're living right now is going down this direction, you f***ing hate where it is, there is nothing else to do but to change direction. A belief that I cannot go that way anymore, I gotta go this way. And what do you have to lose? You know the outcome if you continue the same shit. Why not just commit one time in your life to something? See what happens. There are no losers in the world of passion and commitment to something. No one loses there. The losers are the people that sit the starting line and never initiate. It's the belief that supremacy exists. There's so many examples in the Olympics, and every day we see the common man with the odds against them overcoming what people thought could never happen. And probably he didn't even think it. But there he stands, victorious, and a role model to all of us. Like, oh my God, we want to be him. But before he was him, he was us. What got him there was an undying belief. And every drop of sweat that came out, and every pain and ache and everything else, was just a telltale sign that he's getting closer and closer to that dream that we were when we were kids of being a reality. Why not believe in it? What's the other option? There is no other option. It's a life forgotten, man.
Every single one of you out there have exactly what you deserve. You might think that life is unfair. You might think that life dealt you a bad hand, but I'm here to tell you life will give you exactly what you tolerate. And if you've been tolerating mediocrity, you've been tolerating average, you've been tolerating this victim mentality that you're carrying, then guess what? You have exactly what you deserve.
If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up. You might not reach the best version of yourself in this lifetime, but a better one than you are right now.
You want to be the one that says, I'm going to do it anyway. I know I don't feel good today, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to prove to myself that even on days that it doesn't feel right, I push myself. The only way to gain confidence in yourself is to build something.
You know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit and they give up. And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have.
You're not only winning when things are going your way.
If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
You can doubt the process, question your talent, be uncertain that you're making progress, disparage your accomplishments, permanently feel like you're not working hard enough no matter how hard you work, never give yourself a break, fail to fully feel gratitude, be terrified of never reaching your goals, and still end up in a place that your 20-year-old self could not imagine you'd ever get to. Self-belief is overrated. Generate evidence.
If tomorrow wasn't promised, what would you give for today? We get one opportunity in life, one chance in life to do whatever you're gonna do, to lay your foundation, to make whatever mark you're gonna make, whatever legacy you're gonna leave. leave your legacy. And it's found through effort. Wins and losses come a dime a dozen. But effort, nobody can judge effort.
If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person. It goes back to what the great German poet and philosopher Goethe once said. Before you can do something, you must first be something. Before you can do what you would most like to do, you must first become the person who can do it.
Well, I'm afraid to make a change, and I'd say, well, that's okay. That's understandable. How afraid are you not of not making a change? Let's make a little vision of that.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're 35, you hate your job. What's the consequence? You're not motivated. You don't want to get out of bed in the morning. You're starting to get depressed. You're getting bitter. You're getting resentful. You're getting cynical. You're amotivated at work. You're not doing a very good job. And you're starting to shrink. Now play that out for 10 years. You don't change it. You don't fix it. And what happens? Well, it's not like it's going to get better of its own accord. What's going to happen to you? Well, for sure, at minimum, what's going to happen to you is you're going to be in the same situation, but 10 years older. And if you can't get out of that situation now, what the hell makes you think you're going to get out of it in 10 years?
I had a difficult childhood, but there's no excuse for people not being able to do what they want to do. You can do anything that you want to do. So if you're young, don't give up. Don't say the world is just against me. That's not true.
And the other thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is gonna kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting, because do you have anything better to do? Really? Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do?
If times are hard, good things nor bad things last forever. But most generally, we are in control of our own destiny.
I would say ask her out. No matter who she is, whether she's a job or a new city or a actual person, whether she's an opportunity or a fear, like whatever she is, man, ask her out.
There's a saying, when the devil ignores you, then you know you're doing something wrong. Wait a minute, I'm not done now. the devil goes, oh no, leave him alone. Hey, he's my favorite.
right.
Don't
right,
you bother
right.
him.
Yeah.
Conversely, when the devil comes at you, maybe it's because you're trying to do something right.
I'm always waiting for everything to be perfect before I live my life. As soon as these things line up, I'm going to live my life. You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. That's what I've done. My whole life has been like that. Inside of me, it has been. As soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. As soon as I've got it all looking the way I want, I'm going to show up for you. I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough or warm enough in here, I'm gonna show up. But the candle's getting smaller.
Everybody's so crippled by decisions, but you never know how the other thing worked out. Let me give you an example. Let's say you don't go to college and you start this business and you were 100% right and it's huge and you're doing so great. Yeah. But because you did that, you had to fly to America for a big meeting and your plane crashed and you died. That would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Or you think you're gonna go to college because it's a good experience and you'll meet people. You can meet people in a business. You're not gonna know. I think people overthink decisions. You'll never know what the alternative would have been. So just pick one and do it.
And so all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're thinking, man, I thought my life was together. Now it's in shambles at my feet. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. It's all right. It's all right. You're not supposed to have it together. All right, those who go to college, get out of college, get a job and stay in that job until they retire, then retire and buy property down in Florida, that's an anomaly. That's not normal. It happens, but it's an anomaly. And most of those people, you know, they might be really good people, but they ain't got cool stories to tell. And you don't get wisdom. You don't get wisdom past a certain point by living that life.
What is that thing that we wanted to accomplish? That thing you wanted to accomplish, that thing that has been gnawing at your gut, that thing that you think you have some passion about, that you want to take a crack at, that thing that's been in your crosshairs, that thing I'm thinking about, I want to accomplish it, I think I'm going to be good at it, or who knows, I think I could make something of this particular thing. You know what? One day. I'll do it one day. Okay, that's up to you. Or, and I like this one better, day one. This is day one. This is day one of that thing I have had in my crosshairs, that thing that I believe gets me out of bed, that thing that I run towards, that thing that I want to be passionate about, that thing I want to accomplish. Today is the first day. Today is day one.
Every family deserves to have a winner. I think it should be you. But you also have to disconnect, unplug your umbilical cord from the belly button of average and plug yourself into the mindset of a winner, which is a winner does more than expected every single time, no matter how they feel, no matter the circumstances.
You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen.
But if you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. and if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
There's a payoff for bad eventually. There's a payoff. It can't be bad, but for so long. If you got the strength and the understanding to realize that, shit will change.
You need to get on it. You need to be in here every day. You're almost out of time. You're 22. You're late.
Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcomes. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm going to do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were going to get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become?
Yeah. You cannot erase the work ethic part. There is no getting around. Ain't no elevator to the top. You got to take the stairs.
I've had quite a few people on that have that same message, and it resonates with people because we're all trying to improve ourselves. No one's perfect.
Nope.
I'm not perfect now. I never will be. You're not, and you never will be, but you're better than you were yesterday, and you're going to be better tomorrow.
You have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the f*** is in front of you.
If you take away suffering and leave discomfort, you realize that the only difference between discomfort and suffering is resistance.
You don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're going to do it to try and be the best.
you need to put yourself in uncomfortable situations and uncomfortable scenarios, okay? If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. Let me say it again. If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. As a man, you have to understand that we as men, we do better in environments where we are uncomfortable, okay? You put pressure on a rock, it turns into a diamond.
Through this, through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition, the same thing that you don't want to do, and that's the key thing. Through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop mental, like an armor for your mind.
Imagine that you're in a movie, and imagine the movie begins now, and you're the hero of the movie.
Yeah.
What would that guy do?
Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. It's like the first thing you want to do is dispense with the idea that you get to have any permanent security outside of your ability to contend and adapt. It's the same issue with children. It's like you're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. And you might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking.
You find no answers in the light. None. It's too happy. It's too nice. And we're not, we don't need to be taught how to live in happiness. That just comes naturally to us.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.